seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to the book of Proverbs chapter 8 and the 17th verse. The book of Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. The book of Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. How frequently we find the Lord speaking to his dear people through his word. And here, through the lips of Solomon and through his pen, the Lord was speaking to his dear people. And these words seem to drop in quite powerfully into one's heart, thinking of the close of this year, and thinking if we are spared to enter a new year, may we be favoured to know the realities of what in our text. First of all, let us remember who spoke this. It was not just Solomon. It was the Lord. And what does he say? I love them that love me. Could it truly be said of you and of me that we truly love him? Can we say, or do we desire to say with the dear hymn writer, I love the Lord with mind and heart, his people and his ways. It's a beautiful couplet, that is, isn't it? It's a sweet place when the Lord brings us there to truly bow to say, I love the Lord with mind and heart, his people and his ways. So the Lord speaking here, I love them that love me. Now we can never by nature love the Lord. It's only if he has first loved us that we can ever love him. And he will manifest that love in various ways to his dear people. You see, as we are born by nature, we are lovers of the world, aren't we? We are told in the word of God, love not the world nor the things of the world. Why? Why shouldn't we love them? Well, they should have a right place in our life, is true. But we should not love them because they are all perishing. You think of all the things of time, some are beautiful and some are delightful, but they're all perishing. We're told not one stone will be left upon another when time is no more. And one looks back in one's own heart, and if not awfully deceived, we think of the time where the Lord, even in things that really attracted me by nature, he stamped death on them all. It didn't matter where I looked or what I looked at. Death was stamped on it. It was all perishing. So the only way a poor sinner could look would be heavenward. And in his love, you see, he calls sinners by his grace. You think how far the Lord permitted Saul of Tarsus to go, serving Satan, serving his own carnal mind, serving this world. But in God's time, he was to manifest that love he had to that dear man. And on that Damascus road, he brings him to consider his standing before a holy God as a poor, helpless, hell-deserving sinner. And you can see how love arrested him. What are we to sing in one of the hymns? Almighty love. Arrest that man. We may say that woman, that child. And as he arrests them, he brings them to love him because he has first loved them. We read, don't we? We love him because he first loved us. And we never can love him unless he has. And here he's confirming this and may speak it to each of our souls. I love them. The Lord speaking. It's not my word. I love them. And he tells why. Throughout his word, why he loves them. It's love with an everlasting love, you see. Our love is so different than the Lord's, isn't it? Because our love is often cold and it's faint. But we sing in the hymn concerning the love of God to sinners. His love, no variation knows. Ours varies, doesn't it? Sometimes we're hot and sometimes we're cold. Our love is cold and faint. But his love, no variation knows. It's always the same. I think of that beautiful word, and may the Holy Spirit speak it to some poor, troubled sinner concerning your soul today. Do I love the Lord or no? This is the question that you so often have within your heart. Well, what to settle it? If the Lord were to say to you what he did to Jeremiah, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And you know, love has a wonderful drawing effect, doesn't it? If I may just tarry on that. I hadn't thought of mentioning it, but you think about it naturally. If you really love a person, like to in courtship or in marriage, if there's real love one to the other, they're drawn together. It doesn't mean to say they won't have differences from time to time. But love draws them. And you think of the spouse in the Song of Solomon. Her love to her dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. She was drawn by his love. What does the hymn writer say? Love all defects supplies, makes great obstructions small. 'Tis prayer, 'tis praise, 'tis sacrifice, 'tis holiness, 'tis all. And you think how Jeremiah felt when the Lord whispered that word to him, Yah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And what will the Lord do if he loves you, poor soul? He'll draw you away from the world and draw me away from it. This is not your home. This is not your rest. He draws the sinner's affections heavenward. The wonderful thing is this drawing love of the Lord. You know. He drew Saul of Tarsus out of all natural religion, out of himself, out of being an enemy of Christ, and it drew him to the dear Redeemer. So what could he say? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? It's a good prayer, that is, you know. All he wanted to do was the Lord's will and serve him and seek his face. And he was drawn by the Lord. Think of the prayer, and I'll tell you what this will do. It'll create in your poor heart the prayer of the spouse in the Song of Solomon. I've often mentioned it over the years, but it's a beautiful word, really. And because the Lord so loves his dear children, he puts that desire in their heart. Draw me, and we will run after thee. And you see, there are those things that will draw you. The Lord will use them. You'll be drawn to his people. You think of dear Ruth, how he drew her out of Moab and all the gods there were there. And he drew her to his people. So she could say, couldn't she, to dear Naomi, when she put her to the test and Orpah to go back to thy gods and to thy people. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. There's a real draw into his people. I remember in my early days, and I may have spoken of it before, but I think of when I used to sit in Stapler's Chapel as a lad, you know. I used to look at some of those godly saints. They're now all in glory. And I used to think, well, they've got something that I haven't got. In them shone forth God's grace. He had loved them with an everlasting love. And he showed this poor sinner. And it's humbling to think of it, that in them was something I desired to have. And I used to say to the Lord, Lord, give me what they've got. They got the riches of his grace. They got his love. They got his presence. And what does this do? It draws the sinner to the Lord and to his people. And not only will he draw them to his people, but he'll draw them to his word. It's like one of the old saints in Scotland many years ago now. That was a great reader. And one of the old ministers went to visit him. And he said, "I understand you're a great reader. Look at all these books you've got." He said, "Yes, I have, and I love reading. But," he said, "my soul is drawn to God's word. There's only one book I really want, and that's to know the realities that are couched in God's word." And he said, "In that holy Bible of mine, there's everything I long to desire to know and to experience." He was drawn to the word, you see. And there are those sweet words, aren't there, that the Lord makes very precious to his people. The promises. And why are they precious to him? Because the Lord has given them to the poor sinner. And he's given them in love. There's no doubt many of you and you dear children have had many gifts at this season of the year. You know, it's a wonderful thing when those gifts are given in love. And sometimes you will open them, and as you open them, not knowing what they are, but you can feel love in it all. And that's a wonderful thing, you know. Love to each other. And love to the Lord. But oh, you think of the love the Saviour manifested in coming into this earth, in his glorious birth. What does one of old say? Love brought him from above. On wings of love he came into this earth. And the life he walked was a walk of love while he walked through this wilderness. And how did he heal the sick and the afflicted? And the devil hunted, he delivered. He was all in love. Well, let's go deeper. You think of the great sufferings of body. Verily man, yet verily God. The great sufferings of his mind. The great sufferings of his soul. He said, didn't he, "Now is my soul troubled." And how did he bear those things? In love to his dear bride, his church. What did he say? "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." I love them, he says, that love me. And in your poor heart this morning, may this be a word of sweet comfort to you as to come to the close of this year of 2019. I love them that love me. Sweet word if the Lord speak it to you, poor soul. But let me come low, do you desire that you might obtain? I love them that love me. And in his dealings with you, in affliction, in trial, in temptation, he deals with his dear children in love. What does the hymn writer say? Not in anger, but in his dear covenant love. Love inscribed upon it all, you see. It's sweet when you can enter into an affliction or a trial and you can see love inscribed upon it all. And that, what that will that do? It'll make the very bittersweet. Oh, it will. Love inscribed upon it all. What does the apostle say? Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And what a mercy it is the Lord does correct us. Where would we be? Where would you and where would I be if we weren't corrected by him? I love them. You notice it's in the plural. It's not, I love them. It's the whole church of God that love me. And may we, as we come to the close of this year, be favoured to know more and more of his love shed abroad in our hearts. And then you can praise and bless his holy name. Oh yes. We read the other day in our gathering together on Friday that beautiful Psalm 65, where it says this, doesn't it? Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. And if the Lord speak this word into your poor soul, it'll crown the year for your poor heart. I love them. You may say, well, I feel so far off. So far from the Lord, I'm weighed down by sin and by sin oppressed, and the devil seems to harass me on every side. One taste, poor soul, of the love of Christ, and the devil will be gone. Oh yes. And then we think of what the dear Saviour said in John 14. He says this, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. What constrains the Lord's dear children to follow him? His love, you see. Love to him and all that he's accomplished at Calvary. Love to their souls. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So there's a wonderful prospect to this poor sinner. Oh yes. He says, doesn't he? And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. Oh, may the Lord whisper that to you and to me. And then the sweet prospect, and will manifest myself to him as your Saviour, your Redeemer, your all and in all. I love them that love me. But then he goes further. Much could be said and many sermons preached on this first part. But let us look a little at the second. And those that seek me early shall find me. Those that seek me early. You know, for the most part, the Lord begins his work in his dear children when they're young. We know there are exceptions. We know there are those, and we've witnessed it, where many have been born of the Spirit in latter life. But for the most part, He begins where the sinner's young. And that's a wonderful thing, you know. That those that seek me early. And because he loves them, he brings them to seek him. What did the Lord Jesus say in his Sermon on the Mount? Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. He set forth the seekers. And let us just look at this, seek me early. When I commenced the pastorate at Ashwell, after 3 days a baby was born in to one of our congregation. And you know, I used to watch her right through, and you know, in her early days I always felt there was something in her to seek the Lord. And you know, I watched it. And the Lord wonderfully, you know, worked in her, his grace, his fear, and her early days. And then he abundantly blessed her. And she came to see me with her dear father. She phoned me and said, could she come and see me? Her dear father came with her. And you know, the Lord had wonderfully favoured her. And all she wanted to do was obey his commandments because she so loved him. And I looked at the other day, I was thinking how old she was when I baptised her, and she was 13. And, you know, it was a wonderful season. And the Lord wonderfully favoured her. I made it absolutely clear to her. I said, now, my dear, you've got to walk out now, this profession you ventured into. The walking of it out. I said, this is the beginning, but you've got to walk it out now. And, you know, I often think of that. Those that seek me early shall find me. She knew what it was to seek the Lord, and she knew what it was to find him. Let me just tarry upon this, where will you find him? Well, before I do that, let us look at the desire. You think of dear Job. In all that he had to walk through in that great trial in the book of Job, and you read this word. Job said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. And where will you find him? Well, like the wise men, they went to Herod thinking they would find him in the dear Redeemer at his birth in Herod's palace, but no. They were to find him in Bethlehem's manger. The most unlikely place, really. The Son of God, where that was to be laid. It speaks of so much the humility there was found in him, doesn't it? And what did they say? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. they were real worshippers of the King of Kings. And they were to find him there, you know, in Bethlehem's manger. Do you know what it is to find him in the house of God? His sweet presence there. That's what will make the house of God the house of God to you. When you find Jesus there, you'll find him too in his holy word. We think of those occasions just prior to when I was baptised in 63, you know, the times I went to the Word of God, and all that seemed to be upon every page was Jesus only. It was full of Christ, the Word was. Oh, that we might have a season again like it. I found him there on so many occasions. And then you'll find him in the preaching of the word. This is why the poor servants of God, in all their felt need and poverty, should set forth a precious Jesus as the one thing that's needful. And oh, to find him in the ministry. You'll never forget those occasions, you know. And then you'll find him too at the throne of grace in heaven, where you can spread all your troubles and all your concerns before him. Find him there as a prayer hearing. And a prayer answering God. But you'll find him too in the hearts of his dear people. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when you have a glimpse of Christ in a person. Oh yes. I may have mentioned it before, but we used to have at Ashwell, the old Mrs. Noble, she was a poor literate old lady, but you know the times I used to go and visit her in her home, and she was full of Christ. All she wanted was him. We sing, don't we? None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Oh, to find him in the hearts of his people. And that'll draw you to them. Oh, yes. But let us look a little, just briefly, on this seeking. You know, the word of God is full of exhortations to seek the Lord. We think of what the Holy Spirit has recorded in Isaiah 55. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You know, the time is fast coming where he won't be found, because time will be no more. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And listen to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And there are so many things, aren't there, child of God, you have to seek for. Seek ye first, Jesus said, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then in the Psalms, seek ye my face, and my heart said, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. And those that seek me early shall find me. So there's this seeking sinner, but there's this wonderful prospect. They shall find him. Oh yes. Well, let me use a brief illustration of this. Seeking him early. Those are dear young ones here today. Seek him early. Because you've got the promise. Those that seek me early shall find me. At the day I come will you find him. And what will you be like when you find him? Like the spouse in the Song of Solomon. She held him and would not let him go. And that's what faith are doing you. He'd embrace the dear Redeemer. But there's a beautiful illustration of being early, seeker of the Lord. And it's in the case of dear Mary Magdalene after the resurrection. She had seen her dear Redeemer crucified. Laid in the tomb. She couldn't rest, could she? She went early to the sepulchre. Oh, she did. She wanted to be there to anoint his precious body with the ointments and spices she had prepared. But he had risen. What did the angels say to her as they sat at the entrance to the grave? He is not here. He is risen. She was weeping. But oh, what did he do? He reveals himself to her. She finds him. A risen Saviour. But she was there early. Oh, she was. It was her that was to be favoured, you see. Oh, it was. To find him. She thought to start with, because her eyes were holden, she would not know him. That he was the gardener. But as soon as he spoke to her, that precious word, Mary, she knew him. You see, the real child of God will know the voice of their dear Redeemer. Oh yes. And as soon as he spoke, Mary, she knew him. Rabboni, Master. He said, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father and your Father. But oh, what was she to do? To go and tell the disciples. She was the favoured soul to bring the blessed message to the disciples that Christ had risen. She found him. May there be, as we are spared into 2020, not only many seekers, but may there be many finders. Amen.